Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chav Gimel and Maseches Kedushin is the 1,333rd daf in Shas. A lot of threes over there. Bezras Hashem, today's daf, we're going to pick up 8 lines from the top, and we're going to be discussing Eved Kenani that was raised on the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Mabeis, and we're going to discuss the ability of an Eved Kenani to be Kone himself. And that is going to be most of the subject of our daf, and that is how an Eved Kenani has money to be Kone on his own. Is it a zechus or a chov for an Eved Kenani to go free? The efficacy of shtar for an Eved Kenani is going to come up, as well as a discussion on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, whether an Eved Kenani can make a shliach to be mikabel his get, and an understanding of the stipulation of the Mishnah that the only kesef that could be given is kesef mishel acher. Speaking of which, why don't we just review the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Mabeis? Eved Kenani, says the Mishnah, 7 lines into Y on Chav Beis and Mabeis, nikne bikesef ubishtar ubichazaka, he's acquired with kesef shtar and chazaka, the kainas atzmai, and he acquires himself bikesef alidei acher mishtar alidei atzmai. Others will give money for his redemption. He will not be able to own money on his own because mashakana eved kone rabo. However, when it comes to shtar, he accepts a shtar. The Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that he somehow can have money. And the Gemara is going to discuss, it could very well be that the Chachamim are saying that there are times, yesh kinyan le'eved b'loy rabbi, u'b'shtar yechdei acher, mu'vat she'ei ha'kesef mishel acher. The case of the money is that the money is coming from others that's being given to him, and the shtar is going to be accepted by others on behalf of the Eved Kenani. All of these details, Be'ezer Hashem, will be explained in our Gemara about being Kones Atzmo. 8 lines from the top, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. V'Kones Atzmo B'Kesef. The opinion of Rabbi Meir is he's Kone Atzmo B'Kesef Al Yedei Acherim, through others. Because of Yidei Acherim, in Ali Loy Al Yidei Atzmai. But he cannot use his own money to redeem himself. Explains Rashi, a very important Rashi, 3 lines from the top, as we alluded to when we read the Mishnah. Shem Nasan Al Yidei Atzmai Loy. Shem Nasan Loy Kesef Liftais Es Atzmai. If an individual is going to give the Eved money to redeem himself, ain't a padui, then the Eved won't be redeemed. The Masha Kona Eved, Kona Rabbi. Because whatever the Eved is, Kona automatically goes to the master. Hence, the Gemara explains that the opinion of Rabbi Meir is that the only way he could be redeemed is money through someone else, because the money is given to him, so then automatically it goes to the master, and the Eved, Kenani, cannot use it to redeem himself. Says the Gemara, B'maya Skinan. What exactly was the case of Kona Atzma Al Yedei Acherim? In Lema Shalomi Daito. If we're going to say that there's a nice good Samaritan who says, you know, against slavery, and therefore I want to free this Eved. Says the Gemara, Ilema Shalomi Daita, if it's not with the awareness of the Eved, Michti Shamina Le the Rabbi Meir, we've heard from Rabbi Meir. In other words, Rabbi Meir has another position that would be very relevant to the Shaila. That it's a chov, it's a bad thing for an Eved Kenani to go free. Mefarshim explained that since an Eved Kenani is chayiv mitzvahs, and he's in a Jewish house, so then he's able to continue keeping the mitzvahs. If he's going to go free, so then in such a case, it could very well be that he won't stay with mitzvahs. That's not Rashi's explanation. Rashi says that, quoting the Gemara in the first parak of Gittin, that if the Eved belongs to Kohen, he won't be able to eat Truma, so then it's a Chav. And if it's an Eved that belongs to Yisrael, can't eat Truma, but now the Eved Kenani was Mutter B'Shifcha Kenanis, and he's no longer going to be able to be with the Shifcha. And Rashi says, Shchicha Le'Pritzi, Pritzis is more common by them. So that's why, according to Rashi, it's a Chav for the Eved, Shiyotza Miyad Rabba L'Cherus. Utnina. And we learned, Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, ve'ein chov in lo, elo b'fanav. And we learned that if it's a chol for somebody, then you can't pick it up, be mezakeh it for him. The logic, of course, of this halacha is quite straightforward. At the end of the day, if it's a zchus, if someone would want that item for you, so then they're picking it up, and you would want it picked up for yourself. If, however, it's a chov, so then they can't pick it up for you. So since Eved going free is a chov, as we mentioned above, so then it has to be midaito. It can't be shlo midaito. Oh, pshita midaito. V'al kamashmon. And this is what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Al yidei acherim in, al yidei atzmo lo. That it's done with his das, and other people can do it on his behalf, if it's done with his das. However, he cannot redeem himself. Alma, what is that based on? It must be because ein kinyan le'eved b'loy rabbi, that an eved cannot acquire something without his master. Asks the Gemara, yachi ema seifa. But what are we going to do with the seifa? The seifa of the Mishnah says, b'shtar al yidei atzmo, that if there's a shtar of shichur, so then the eved could be cut himself. Al yidei atzmo, ein al yidei chayim lo. We could infer that through others it can't be done. V'im midaito, and if it's being done with his das alidei acher mailo, why can't it be done by acher? V'chite maya alidei atzmo, af alidei atzmo. Maybe you'll say that it could be done both alidei acher and alidei atzmo. And alidei atzmo means af alidei atzmo. V'ha kamashon, and the reason why we emphasize atzmo is to tell us digito v'yado boin kechod, that he has the ability to be kone hishtar. And his shichrur, while he's kone the shtar. There is a fundamental problem with every time you give the shtar to an eved, and that is mashakana eved, kone rabo. So the chidush of the mission would be that we say, gita v'yado boin ke'echad, that we don't view it as if he's kone the shtar first, and then he goes to shichrur, because if that would be so, the kone, the act of kinyan, would bring it to first his hand, then to his master's hand. But if you say that the shichur happens simultaneously, gita v'yadom ke'echad, so that's the chidush that af al yidei atzmo. V'halo tani hachi. But we don't follow this opinion. Disanya, particularly Rabbi Meir, b'shtar al yidei atzmo v'lo al yidei acherim, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, the only way shtar works could be al yidei atzmo. So now the question becomes, if it's midaito, so then why would it not work al yidei acherim? Amar Abaye lo'olam shloim midaito. So Abaye says we got to go back and say that the case was without his das. If it's without his das, so then how could it be that someone could give money for the eved against his awareness and redeem the eved? Isn't it a chov as we elucidated above? Says the Gemara, v'shani kesav hol v'kane lei bal korche. Makni le balkarcha. Quite a chiddush. And that is that just like Kesef works against his will when one master is selling him to another, so to makni le balkarcha, it could work to free the Eved against his will as well, even if he's saying, no, I don't want to go free. Ask Gemara halfway through the Amud, first word in the line is kolche, ihachi shtar nami. If that would be so, then we should say the shtar as well, that halacha should apply. That the halacha should be that the shtar could work al yidei acherim as well, because of bal karcha, even if it's shalom idaita. Says the Gemara, hai shtar l'chud v'hai shtar l'chud. No, when it comes to shtar kinyin, that works against his will. But a shtar shichur says something entirely different. And therefore you can't compare shtar kinyin that works bal karcha to shtar shichur that you also wanted to work bal karche. Says the Gemara, hachanami, hai kas b'l'chud v'hai kas b'l'chud. You could say the money for buying the Eved is very different than the money that redeems the Eved. And so the Gemara, tiva miyachadu, the currency is the same. So the kesef is really very similar, and if the kesef works bal karche to acquire him, kesef will work bal karche against his will for pidyon as well. Rava gives a different pshat. So Abaye's pshat was that Kesef works to redeem him bal karche. Rava Omar, Rava says explanation of the Rebbe Meir, who says that Kesef works al yidei acherim. Omar, Kesef kabolas rabbi garmaloi. Shtar kabolas acherim garmaloi. When it comes to Kesef, it's really dependent on the acceptance of the master. And since the master accepts it, so then in such a case, the master, explains Rashi, is not the shliach of the Eved. And the argument was that it can't be done against his will because he can't have a shliach doing something for him that's a chov if it wasn't done with his das. Ein chovin la'adam shelo b'fanav. However, since the Kabbalah's rabo is garmo, so the act of pidyon is not the giving of the kesef, but the accepting of the kesef by the adon. And therefore, there's no shlichus that's necessary, there's no zechia that's necessary. However, when it comes to shtar kabbalas acherim garmelo, the shtar is when the eved receives it, or somebody else receives it on his behalf. And if that's so then, if you're doing it against his will, it needs to be done as a zchus. And since going free is a chov, as we mentioned above, so then shtar only works, according to Rabbi Meir, al yidei atzmo. So to summarize, according to Rava, our Mishnah fits like a glove. Kesef works al yidei acherim when it comes to freeing the eved, because the shichrur takes place when the master accepts the money. That is done without the shlichus of the eved, without the involvement of the eved, and despite the fact that it's a chov, it happens against his will. However, shtar could only work according to his will, and therefore he is the only one who accepts it, if it is being done against his will, because no one else could accept it on his behalf due to the fact that shichrur is a chov. We learned in our Mishnah that Chachamim disagree. The Chacham Maimrim b'kesef ha'yidei atzmo. The Gemara continues 20 lines from the bottom. The Chacham Maimrim of the opinion that he accepts the kesef through himself. Says the Gemara b'kesef ha'yidei atzmo. In ha'yidei acherim lo. Others can't be mekabel on his behalf. Amai. Why is that so? Let's go through the same analysis that we went through with the Rebbe Meir. Mi'inami d'shlomi daito. It's true that the acherim are doing it without his consciousness, michti shaminu l'rabbanon d'amar yischusu shiyatsa mitachas yad rabo l'cheirus. The rabbanon are of the opinion, gittin yud alfa and beis, that it's a yischus for an eved to go free. In contradistinction to the opinion of Rabbi Meir in gittin that we had mentioned earlier, the chachamim say it's a good thing for an eved to go free. At the end of the day, he's now going to be Yehuda gomor b'mitzos. Earlier we had mentioned, well, maybe now he's more likely to fall in mitzvahs. But the Rabbanon say, no, we know that Eved Knani is Chai Mitzvahs Kisha. Now he's going to get even Mitzvahs Aseisha as Mang Rama. So it's a good thing. You could accept something good for someone, even not in front of them. So therefore, why is it that Acherim can't accept? Maybe you'll say that when it says Aydei Atzma means Afa Aydei Atzma, Kamashwalon, and it's coming to teach us, Dieshkin Yilevid Beloy Rabbi, that there is a kinyan of an Eved without his master, Yachim Asefa. Bishtar Aydei Achim Veloy Aydei Atzma. The Sefa says that the Shtar works through others, but not through himself. So, if we're going to say that there is a chidush over here, diyesh kinyin le'eved below rabo, why is it that he can't be mekabelet? Va'kaimelon digito v'yado ban kechad. So why can't he be able to free himself by being mekabel the get shichrur? V'chitem, and if you're going to say my al yidei acherim, that what does it mean in the mission when it says al yidei acherim according to the rabbanon af al yidei acherim? It's not only him, but also others. V'ha kamashmalon, and the chidush is that dischusu levet shiyatsim yad rabo l'cheirus, that the Mishnah emphasized specifically ayideh acherim, because it's a schus, in contrast, of course, to the shita of Rebbe Meir. Iyach, if that will be so, narvinu v'nisninu. So then the Mishnah should be formulated differently. Bekesef u'bishtar bein ayideh acherim bein ayideh atzmo. You shouldn't have put kesef and shtar in two different categories, because what will come out according to Rabbanan is both kesef and shtar can work, and therefore it should just be in one category. Kesef and shtar both work, ayideh acherim, ayideh atzmo. Ela b'kesef bein ayideh acherim bein ayideh atzmo, b'shtar ayideh acherim v'lo ayideh atzmo. You have to say that the Mishnah is telling us specifically Al yedei acherim shtar works, and for some reason shtar doesn't work al yedei atzmo. Why? For Shim ben Elazar, because there is another opinion of Shim ben Elazar and the Rabbanan might be following the shita of Shim ben Elazar. The Sanya, we learned in Brisa, Shim ben Elazar oimer af bishtar al yedei acherim v'lo al yedei atzmo. The shita of Shim ben Elazar is that when it comes to shtar, only al yedei acherim and not al yedei atzmo. Rashi is going to bring in the long Rashi v'shalosh machlokis bedavar that Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that we don't say gito v'yado boin ke'echad. So then, in such a case, he won't be able to accept the shtar for himself, because immediately the shtar, when he acquires it, goes back to the master's rishus and cannot effect a kinyan. The only way you'd be able to do that is with kito v'yado boin ke'echad. And the Gemara now says v'shalosh machlokis bedavar. There are three machlokios. There are three machlokios in our Mishnah. The three machlokios will be divided in the following way. You of course will have the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Then the opinion of the Chachamim b'kesef al yedei atzmo, that we learned that kesef al yedei atzmo means af al yedei atzmo. And then the third opinion, which seems to be the Chachamim, is really not the Chachamim, but rather is the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. U'bishtar al yedei acherim, that's al yedei acherim, v'lo al yedei atzmo. Gemara continues four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba, my time with Reb Shimon ben Elazar, gomer lo la mi'isha. He learns Xerishav from Isha. Ma'isha, just like when it comes to an Isha, the husband has to put it specifically into a Rishus that is not his. It has to go into a Rishus that's not his, because as we mentioned, and we saw that we referred it from Rashi, that we don't say Gita V'yoto Boin Kechot. Boy Rabbo, Rabba asked the following shaila going on to Amud Beis Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Evi Kenani Mao Shiasu Shliach V'Kabel Gito Miyad Rabbo. Fascinating question. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that the Evi Kenani cannot accept his own shtar. What about making a shliach? Mao Shiasu Shliach V'Kabel Gito Miyad Rabbo. Could he make a shliach to accept the get? On the one hand, Kivin the Gomer Lola Miisha Kiisha. On the one hand, we should say that since there is a pervasive Gzeirah Shavah that says that we apply the halachos of a woman to an eved as well, the mitzvos, etc., the same would apply to the shtar. Just like a woman has a shtar pturin of the get, so too the eved has a shtar shichur, and a woman can appoint the shliach, so too in Eved. O Dilma, Isha di'ihi matzim ikabela's gita. When it comes to a woman, she can accept her own get. Shliach nami matzim mashve. So then she can make her own shliach. Eved, you lo mikabel gita, but Eved can't. Shliach nami mo matzim mashve. Basta de boiha de pashto. After they asked the question, they concluded, we learn the gzer shav of lo la mi isha ki isha. Asks the Gemara, eight lines from the top, Ve'eloha damar Rav Huna, b'rei Rav Yeshua, hani kehani. We learn from Rav Huna that these are like these. Now here, we're going to bring up, hani kehani means these kohanim. We're going to bring up an entirely different topic, and that is regards to kohanim. And the proof is going to be applied fascinating way into our sugya. So, Damar Ravuna Brei Yeshua Hani Kani, these Kohanim Shluchei Derachmanu Ninu, they're emissaries of the Torah. Now, there are two ways to look at Kohanim. The Gemara in Yuma Yutes and the Dar Lamed Hey brings down. You could look at the Kohanim as Shluchei Derachmanu or Shluchei Didan. Are they emissaries of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to do the avoda, or are they emissaries of Klal Yisrael to do the avoda? Concludes the Gemara, they're shluchei derachmana. Hani kohani, these kohanim are shluchei derachmana. These akadat shluchei didaninu. Because if you're going to say that they're our emissaries, mi ikamidi, danan lo matzin navdinan, we can't do that avoda. V'inu matzu avdei, and they're going to do the avod on our behalf. So there was a discussion in Maseches Yuma that l'chura one could prove that the Kohanim are shluchei d'rachmana. It can't be shluchei didan, because we ourselves, us Yisraelim, cannot do the avodah. Asks the Gemara over there, va'avda di'ulo matzi mekabel gitur shliach matzi mashvi. Wait a second. You're assuming over there that the only individual who could have a shliach is one who himself could do the same thing. But in Eved, we just got through saying, could appoint a shliach to be mekabel get, but he himself cannot accept the get. V'loihi, says the Gemara, that is not a proof. Yisrael loy shaychi b'toras karbanos klal. When it comes to karbanos, a Yisrael has no connection to the avoda of the karbanos. Eved shaych begitin, but an eved can be mekabel get. Disanya has a relationship with a get. Disanya, we learn the brayse near nadvarim she'eved mekabel gito shel chaveiro miyad rabo shel chaveiro, because he could still accept the get from another master on behalf of his friend. Why? Because even if it goes immediately to his master, at the end of the day, his master could also be mekabel a get from somebody else. Avolo miyad rabo shelo. He only cannot accept from his own master. Explains Rashi in Dibra Maschil. Shayech begitin im einu mekabel gito mishum de lo yotza gem rishus rabo mekabel ugel chavero she'eno avdo shel rabo el shecher do yotza get le rishus she'eno shelo. The get has left the rishus of his friend's master and gone into somebody else's rishus. It would seem that even though it's going into the Eved's master's rishus, the Eved who's being mekabel his master's rishus, nevertheless, it's left the first master's rishus, and that's enough. We now, Beis Hashem, continue with the next gemar. Ubevachiyei kesef mishel achir. The Mishnah presents the opinion of the Chachamim, who say that the kesef works as an acceptance to free the Eved Kenani when his adon gets money to redeem him, then the halacha is that he goes out. However, that kesef needs to belong to someone aside from the Eved. Because if it belonged to the Eved really didn't give the master anything. Why? Because mashikana Eved, kana rabba. Notice, points out the Gemara, that was the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir never mentioned that. And therefore suggests the Gemara name of Bahakam Iflagi. There is the following machlokas. The Meir Savar, Ein kinyin le'eved b'lo rabo, ve'ein kinyin le'isha b'lo bailo. The Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that an eved can't own anything. Hence, Rabbi Meir did not suggest, like the Rabbanan, that the kesef could be given, except the kesef needs to come from others. The reason for that is Rabbi Meir doesn't have any possibility of kesef, because anything that goes into the Eved's Rishus is immediately going to go into the master, belong to the master. Rabbanan Savri, but the Rabbanan say that you could give the Eved money on the condition that he redeems it, deems himself with it, because Rabbanan Savri, Yesh Kinyan, le'Eved below Rabbo. A master doesn't own everything that is given to his Eved. There are times that you could give him matana, and it will go specifically to the Eved. Hence, in this case, if Reuven gives the Eved a matana on the condition that it's not going to go to his master, then the Eved could in turn go and redeem himself. V'yesh kinyan l'isha b'lo bailo, and the same halacha would apply to a woman as well. Not everything that she gets automatically goes to her husband. Amar Rabba Amar Sheish Tekuli Alma Ein kinyan l'eved b'lo rabba. V'ein kinyan l'isha b'lo bailo. Everybody agrees, suggests Rav Sheshes, that the Eved can't own anything. If that's so how could the Eved redeem himself? In this case, there was a very specifically, a very specific instance. The money was given with an absolute stipulation. Previously, the Gemara thought that the money was given to the Evan and a suggestion that he redeem himself. Over here, it was given with a particular stipulation. Reuven gave the money to the Evan, and he said to him, I'm giving it to you on the condition that your master is not going to have. And he writes to it, Rameir Sarakir Minale Kni, Kni Evid Vikani Rabo. The moment he says that he's going to give him money, he's saying that he's giving it to the Evid and the master is going to be Konev. Chiamele Almanas, Lo Klum. And if he says on the condition, that has absolutely no significance. Lo Klum Kamer. Rabbanan Savri, Kimin Damele Almanas, Ahani Le Tnoi. And Rabbanan hold that the Tnai is going to work. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Rabbi Lazar, the Amora suggests another pshat in the Machlokas. Everybody would agree to Kni Evid v'Kni Rabbi, that you could make such a stipulation. So why is Rabbi Meir not say that there is a pidyon of Kesef? It was a case in which Reuven was giving the Evid a mana, 100. I'm giving you this money to go out to Cheres. In this case, if he said Almanas, it has no significance. Rabbanan hold that in such a case, that the Eved doesn't get this at all. He said this is on the condition you go to freedom. And therefore, when he gives it to him, he's really giving it to the master for the Eved to go free. And that would be the case in which when Reuven gives the Eved money, it could actually work as the Chachamim had said, it could work as a act of pidyon, despite the fact that we generally have the rule of Mashikon Eved, Connor Rabbo. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Gimel. In today's Daf, starting 8 lines from the top, we spoke about the issue of whether an Eved could have others be redeem him, because we do have a rule of Zachin La'adam Shlo B'fanav Ve'en Chavin Lo Ela B'fanav, and that is behind the position of the Chachamim that say that Kesef works only Al Yidei Atzmo. Alternatively, there are two other ways of explaining the Shita of Rebbe Meir, and that is the opinion of Abaye, who says that according to Rebbe Meir, Kesef works Bal Karcho, despite the fact that it's a Chov, or the opinion of Rava, that says that it's not that it works Bal Karcho, but the Kabbalah's Rabbo is Garma the Shichrur, and that doesn't have anything to do with the Das of the Eved. We learned in our Gemara analysis of the Shita of the Chachamim, Kesef al Yidei Atzmo, and ultimately, the Gemara concludes there are three opinions in our Mishnah. There's Chachamim who say Kesef works specifically al Yidei Atzmo. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah the Gemara points out, but at the end of the day, the Gemara points out that according to the Chachamim, an Eved going free is a Schus, so therefore it should work both Al Yidei Atzmo as well as Al Yidei Acherim. And the Gemara concludes that that's the correct way of reading the position of the Chachamim, Kesef Al Yidei Atzmo V'Gam Al Yidei Acherim. But the Gemara points out that we'll get stuck in how to read the Seifa, and concludes that the Seifa is actually a third position, and that is the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that Shtar only works Al Yidei Acherim v'lo Al Yidei Atzmo, and the position of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Rashi explains, is that we both don't say Gito v'yodo ba'in ke'echad, as well as that it's a schus for the Eved, so then in such a case, the halacha is that always Acherim work, and Atzmo never works. The Gemara points out that according to Reb Shimon Elazar, one could have argued that an Eved Kenani cannot make a Shliach to be Mekabel his get, because he can't be Mekabel his get at all. However, the Gemara concludes that since we have Gzeres Shava of Lola Meisha, and Isha can appoint someone to make a get her get, a shliach. So then in such a case, so too can an eved. The Gemara then points out that we have a similar discussion of how we look at Kohanim, as Shluchei D'Rachmana or Shluchei D'Don. And we say that when it comes to Kohanim, they can't be Shluchei D'Don because we can't do the Avoda, and therefore they're Shluchei D'Rachmana. And you cannot infer those halachos to Eved, because when it comes to Shluchim, we, Yisraelim, don't have any sheichus b'toros kabanos klal, in contrast to an eved, who could be mekabel a get on behalf of another eved, and therefore he has a sheichus. The Gemara discusses the concluding line of the Mishnah, uvavachye kesef mishel acherim, and the conclusion of the Gemara is that if the money is given to the eved, with the stipulation, specifically, amenashe teitze bo l'cheirus, then, according to the Rabbanan, that is the meaning behind kesef working al yedei atzma. There is a discussion in the Gemara of whether we say yesh kinyan le'eved below rabba, and the Gemara says we could read the Mishnah based on that conclusion, even according to the opinion that says ein kinyan le'eved below rabba. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Chav Gimel in Maseches Kedushin.